You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
By the way, every time you've ever been beaten by a hunter.
And Daryl.
That was actually me.
Greetings and welcome to episode 217 of the well-oiled machine that is the Training Dummies podcast, recorded on August 16th, 2018. Yes, that is a recycled intro that we used from not the last time our guest was on the show, but the time before that. And you probably wouldn't have known if I didn't tell you. Anyways, with us, with me as always this evening is Rob. How are you doing this evening, Rob?
What's up, man? We're giving the people what they asked for. No editing, no nothing.
Right? Exactly. This is like high quality stuff. Totally.
We'll do it live.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so I guess I should introduce the guest. And as I did mention, it's someone we've had on the past. And the reason we brought this guest back is because we're going to be talking about the expansion, which just came out for one of Blizzard's games. But it's not the one you're expecting, I'm sure. So tonight we're going to be talking...
Get the scheduling right on this.
So we're going to be talking Boomsday Project in Hearthstone with Major Death. Let's give him a big round of applause.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having
me. Weird, it's weird that after the week that we've had that we're talking about Hearthstone.
No kidding, eh?
But it's fun. It's good.
So you guys have hit the World of Warcraft pretty hard this week, I imagine.
Yeah. As much as I can. Have you been playing Mage?
I played a little bit on Tuesday night. It's been difficult with the streaming schedule. I haven't had too much of a chance, but got one tune into the new content and very slowly working my way through it, but it's beautiful so far, and the questing is pretty interesting also.
I keep hearing that the Alliance questing is supposed to be better, but I don't know, man. The horde side stuff is phenomenal. It's like super, super fun so far.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying everything so far that I've played through, so definitely good.
I've got what I believe I've settled on to be my main. I've got that to 120 and geared up enough to queue for heroics for now. So
nice.
There's a lot of stuff, man. There's a lot of so much to do that you rush through a ton of it, and then you get there and then you're like, oh, what am I gonna do? I'm 120, what am I supposed to do now? Because there's like three of us that are 120 in the guild and everyone else is like Daryl's leveling like five tunes at the same time.
Just two. My main and co-main.
I'm at 111, so I'm not exactly.
Hey,
I'm,
man,
I'm strolling through the, strolling through, smelling the roses, that sort of thing.
I think that's it's
Monday off, so I've got a 3-day weekend, and
and
the lovely wife are going to probably hit it pretty hard this weekend.
Yeah, I think if you can, if you're not in the kind of situation where you need to, where you want to hurry, like. Taking it slow is probably the best way to do it, to be honest. Like, because there's just so much, and the story's so good that you kind of want to be able to enjoy it. So, well, we're not here to talk about that. I'll talk about that.
As far as being an expert of World of Warcraft.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend lots of other people to talk about that expansion.
All right, well... Well, let's talk about something that we have been up to besides World of Warcraft. Daryl, do you have any other questions before we get into it?
No, but I'm going to play something, though.
Okay, oh, ready? I was going to... Do you want me to say this before you play it?
Sure, go for it.
Man, we...
Well-oiled machine.
We don't record for a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden it's just like... Well, if you have any questions or comments or want to find out how we're doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I'm at Rob Copeland. Daryl is at Daryl_TTD. And if you like the show and you do want to support us, regardless of how rusty or oiled things are going, you can go check us out at patreon.com/trainingdummies. There's no obligations, of course. Just happy that you listen.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
I can't believe you agreed to come talk to us tonight, my man.
Yeah, I totally screwed up when you first reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to be on the show? I'm like, oh, yeah, that'll be great. And then like Wednesday or Thursday, and I immediately was like, oh, Thursday works better because of stream night on Wednesday night. And then I told my wife that we were getting together tonight, and yeah, she's like, you know, something else is going on that night too, right? But she was nice. Well, we had a very nice dinner. We exchanged some gifts and had some time together. And now she's willing to share me with you guys.
All right. Well, it's very much appreciated.
Yeah, big, huge shout out.
So I'll shout her out now and later. The lovely Eve, a lot of people know her in CTR and that, as well as in chat. She's in chat.
Nice.
Was very, very nice to let me come on, and thank you, love.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Huge shout out.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, let's jump into this then. So, a new expansion, Boomsday Project, all about science. They seem to be saying that word a lot, science. So, I've just kind of threw a few things on here for the notes, but let's jump into it. The likes. So, what do you like so far about the expansion that you're seeing?
So, it's been out since last Tuesday.
Yeah.
And so, we're only like 9 days into the expansion. The thing of it is I think the best part about any new expansion in Hearthstone is the new cards and the possibilities that you see as a result of the new cards that have been released. And so far we've seen a number of interesting decks that were not possible prior to these cards coming out. Mm-hmm. Things like this brand new Death Rattle Rogue. Based on some new cards that they got in this expansion. You've got this Shaman has been pretty bad during all of Witchwood. They now have a deck with some of the new cards that they got that, you know, basically the guys, Ike and Zalay and some of these pro players / streamers they're like, play all the good shaman cards. And so they call it this good shaman deck. That's kind of a token tempo shaman with Shedderwalk, everybody's favorite 9-mana shaman card at the top end. And then like just the other day, there was a new secret hunter list that came out with this new brand new card, legendary card, Subject 9, that was in the new deck, that 5-mana 4/4 beast that draws one of every secret in your deck. And so it just crams a whole bunch of secrets. So on turn 5, you get a 4/4 minion on the board and you suddenly fill your hand with like 4 or 5 secrets. And so, you know, with the spell stone from the previous expansion, and just inability to really play around secrets, if you don't play around them correctly, it can wreck you. That's been a really good deck as well. So, I mean, there's a fair number of new decks. There's a lot of interesting changes that have occurred to some decks that were really popular before the expansion went live. So that's been kind of interesting as well, seeing Odd Rogue and Zoo Warlock and how they've been able to incorporate and make decks that were already like tier one or, you know, really good decks to begin with are suddenly even better now because of these new cards that they were releasing. And I think the other thing I think is the most interesting thing about any new expansion is seeing what cards end up being powerful that aren't like the legendaries or even the epics. And one card in particular, actually, right now is kind of head and shoulders above everything else, and it's called Giggling Inventor. Have you guys seen this one? The 5-mana 2/1. It's like 5-mana 2/1, but the trick is that it gives you 2 Annoyotrons, the 2-mana 1/2s Divine Shield taunts with it when it's played as a battle cry. And every deck, the newest Vicious Syndicate report came out today, and they're like, every deck gets better with Giggling Inventor in it. And, jeez, you know, no matter what, if you are capable of playing Giggling Inventor, you play Giggling Inventor. It's like that card's going to get nerfed because it is as it's as strong or stronger than Corridor Creeper was when that card came out, mm-hmm. and that card got nerfed into the ground.
Yeah, it's it goes in aggro, it goes in control, it goes in everything. If you're making a deck, it's an auto include.
It's board presence. It's it's additional fuel, just minions on the board for rushing down as aggressive. It's stall if you're a control deck or a combo deck. You just need a turn or two. It's amazing. Plus, it makes like other really powerful cards like the Fungal Mancer. I mean, to completely remove the Giggling Inventor and the two Annoyatrons, it's just almost impossible in a lot of cases. And so then you have probably two minions on the board to Fungal Mance the next turn.
Well, and then with any of the magnetic cards too, with the little Annoyatrons that pop out automatic, you know, next thing you know, you're buffing those things. So I don't know if we mentioned already, magnetic is the new, was that a keyword or is that a mechanic? How do we describe that?
So magnetic is the new keyword, and it's kind of an ability specifically for mechs. And the way it works is I've heard it likened to choose one for mechs. You either, when you play it, depending on the side of the mech that you play the card onto the board, it can either be a standalone minion in its own right, or it can be a buff to an existing mech that's on the board. So for instance, you've got this Annoyatron and you have this Spider Bomb, which is one of the new cards for a threat enemy minion. You can play it as a 2/2 minion on the board that has the death rattle, or you can play it as a 2/2 buff to an existing mech on the board and give that mech that death rattle. So it's really very interesting.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Let's see what else you got here. Giggling Inventor, Spider Bomb. Any other cards that are like standing out to you as kind of the rock star right now?
So I think we saw very early on, like right when the expansion dropped, Zoo Warlock was really, really got big. And that was a deck that was pretty good before the new expansion came live. They introduced a couple new cards into that deck. One of them is Soul Infusion, which I was actually a little kind of on the fence about whether or not it would be good. It's a one mana card that buffs the leftmost minion in your hand +2/+2. So you're actually, your hand positioning matters with this. Mm-hmm. It's a like a Serenite Chain Gang. That's a lot of, you're paying one mana to get 4/4 worth of stats because your Serenite Chain Gang doubles, right? And they introduced another new card for this expansion called Doubling Imp that fit right into that deck as well. 3 mana 2/2 that doubles just like the Serenite Chain Gang. Mm-hmm. So obviously Soul Infusion, if it hits the Chain Gang, you get like bonus stats. But even just buffing, say, a Voidwalker, suddenly a 1/3 Voidwalker is a 3/5 Voidwalker, and it suddenly is a bit more menacing. So things like that, with mech cards, the War Gear, I think, is one of the best mech cards. It's the 5-mana 5/5. It's got magnetic, so it's basically a 5-mana Blessing of Kings for mechs, except, obviously one more additional attack and health. So, you can 5/5 minion is not bad if you don't have a mech on the board, but if you do have a mech on the board, you suddenly can use that 5 damage to make a favorable trade or go face with it. And it just seems really powerful as far as like cards that aren't, that don't cost a lot of dust to craft or aren't as easy to get when you're opening packs and stuff. I will say last night for the first, so Monday night, I opened some more packs on my free to play account and I got Whiz Bang the Wonderful. Are you guys familiar with the legendary?
Yeah. I know what it does. I haven't seen it in action, but I know what it does. Yeah.
It is. So, on my main account, I have a lot of cards. And so, for the most part, I don't have to, I don't really have a problem building a deck if I see a deck that I'm interested in playing. But when I'm playing on my free to play account, I don't have nearly the number of cards. And so Monday night on that account, I managed to pull Whizbang the Wonderful. He's a legendary, and you put him in your deck. That's the only card in your deck, and it randomly picks a recipe deck, either a Witchwood or a Boomsday Project recipe deck, and you play with that deck for this game. And I actually played it last night on stream, did nothing but that on that account, started at rank 14 and ended up at rank 13. I went 9-4 with it.
One game I played
Mage, the next game I played Shaman, the next game I played Warrior. It didn't matter. It was just a fun card, and it got me the opportunity to play with a lot of cards that definitely on that account I don't have, and it even allowed me to play some cards that I don't have on my main account or haven't played very much.
There's a lot of talk about that card in particular being one that should be just added to the classic set, so that the new player experience, like, here, get this one card, and now all of a sudden you're not tied to anything. You can always be viable. You know, it's not going to be high end competitive, but you'll always be able to jump in at any time and have some fun. So
it would definitely give you an opportunity to try out some new cards right away when a new expansion comes out. I definitely love that idea. And it's for anybody that I think would be interested in trying out decks and doesn't maybe have a very big collection. I do think like that this is a card, especially, I mean, if you're not necessarily trying to push towards the really, really high ranks and stuff, I think that like for that free to play account, I don't play it very much. I'm probably going to range anywhere from rank 20 to rank 10. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a card I'm going to play all the time unless I'm specifically trying to clear a quest. I think if I'm just want to play some games, that's going to be the deck. That's the card / deck that I'm going to queue up more often than not. That's awesome. I think it's great.
What golden did you get for getting the pre-order? Right, you got a free golden.
I actually was one of the whales and bought both pre-orders because you were able to this time buy and So I got Boommaster Flark, which is the legendary Hunter.
Oh, the Hunter. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, the 7-mana 5/5 Battlecry summon 4 Goblin Bombs. And I'm trying to think. And then the other one that I got was Floop's Glorious Gloop, I believe was
Druid
the other
spell?
One.
Is that that one?
Yeah, that's the Druid's legendary spell that you gain 1 mana crystal for every minion that's died this turn, and you get the mana crystal for this turn.
Yeah, gotcha. See, the golden one that I got, I wasn't going to pre-order, I think. I don't know if we talked about that last time, but I wasn't going to. I was kind of like, you know what, man, I just can't anymore, and I did. But I only did the 50, so... And I just used, you know, some WoW gold and converted it over and did it that way. But I got, let's see, the golden one I got was the mage spell, and immediately tried to make one of those OTK Antonitis deals with that. And it works, but it's a lot of work and it takes forever to do. And I don't know. I ended up crafting so many that I don't even remember really at this point. Anything that looked kind of cool, I was just like, yes, because I just had so much dust from the, you know, I haven't really crafted anything in a while. I had probably, you know, like 15,000 dust, so I was just like crafting anything that looked kind of cool. So
I had a lot of packs to open, and I didn't, like, I pulled Dr. Boom, but, like, all the other, like, legendaries that I was really excited about, I didn't, like, get any of them.
Oh, no.
And thankfully, because of the Taverns of Time and some of the other events that have occurred over the last few months, I had a large amount of dust, so I was just like, craft this.
I did. I did open a golden boom.
And like,
oh man, yeah.
Because I was like, I want to play recruit hunter right away, day one, for some reason. So I crafted it. Can't really win a game with it, but you know, it looks cool. And, you know, when these three big minions come out of the board, and the silhouette of the ship goes over the board is just. I think it looks really cool. If nothing else.
Nice.
I did open a golden Dr. Boom, so I was. I was pretty happy about that. Yeah. Yep. And even though that doesn't seem to be doing too well, I definitely am like, yep, immediately playing this. Absolutely. So, Daryl, I think
Dr. Boom is a really good card, and I think that it's going to eventually be a Odd Warrior right now is pretty good, but its matchups on the ladder aren't particularly great.
Yeah.
But I've seen a number of people over the last couple of days do really well with it. In fact, right now as we talk, yesterday they released a Brawlysium for this week for the Tavern Brawl.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a number of people do really well with Odd Paladin in the Brawlysium. Mm-hmm. And I think the card is good, and like it seems like it, like Hagatha in the Witchwood, it's a really good card. It just maybe doesn't quite have enough things in Warrior to help it along. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of mechs in this set, so maybe there is something there, and we just haven't figured out what the best setup between the rush minions from the last expansion, the mech minions, that, you know, the combination of like what do you need for early game versus late game, all that sort of stuff. I think Warrior's got a lot of tools. They've got the weapons that are really powerful. They got a super collider weapon in this expansion that allows you to cause your opponent's minions to hit each other and do damage to them. I think it's going to be really good, and I think it's going to see play. It's just figuring out what you need to do in order to build that deck so that it's ladder viable is going to be kind of the trick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And Daryl, then you're going to be golden when you have it.
Yeah, I know. That's my favorite part is golden hero power. Daryl, do you know what?
No, I don't remember. I was on vacation when I opened them. Dropped an update before I left, so I was okay with that. So when it, when the expansion dropped, I was able to open my packs but I don't remember what I got for my golden one. I have no clue. I didn't even play it all on vacation. I've only played a couple of games since then, even this week, just because I've been busy since I've been back. So it's like, yeah, I don't. You're talking about all these cards. I haven't even seen half of them, but this is good. This is going to get me hyped for it, and maybe I'll be able to sneak some time away from that other expansion that dropped to play some Hearthstone. All right, we talked a lot about what you liked here. So what don't you like about the expansion so far? What decks or cards has given you some grief or you're not like seeing? Or
well, I mean, I think the things that were a bit maybe I'm less excited about with the new expansion is, I think going into this expansion, a lot of people thought that Druid was going to be really powerful. They had a lot of really powerful decks going into the expansion. Mm-hmm. They had what looked to be some pretty strong legendary cards. And it seems like in the initial days of this expansion, it's proven to be that Druid is still really powerful and a really big force on the meta. And it's not that I dislike Druid. It's just, it would have been nice to see other classes take that step up. We're starting to see hunters taking a bit of a step up. They typically do really well in the beginning of an expansion because, you know, they usually play more tempo or aggressive decks. Mm-hmm. And those typically are easier decks to kind of fill pieces in and start doing really well with them. But like the Flabidius Floop, managed to say that right the first time. The new legendary minion for Druid has been everything that the Malagos Druid deck needed before this expansion came out. And so suddenly it makes that deck a little bit easier to play. I'm not good at it yet. In fact, I'm still trying to learn the deck, but I mean, you kind of have this, you throw your Malygos out, they destroy, you know, they kill it because they're waiting for you to play Malygos. Then you, Flibidius Floop allows you to play a 4-mana version of Malygos the next turn. And then you suddenly have 6 mana to do all the stuff with +5 spell damage that you couldn't do last turn.
Right.
Because
okay,
you
take
9 mana to get that. And so, you know, those sorts of things. So I'm less excited to see that Druid is as powerful as we thought they were going to be going into this expansion. We talked about the Giggling Inventor before. I would say that it's great that there's powerful cards that aren't epic and legendary, but that card is everywhere. I mean, there are people that are you have to tech for it. That seems to be the consensus now. People are playing Mossy Horror because it kills all, you know, 1 and 2 attack minions. If you're familiar with Blood Knight, the classic bonus attack and health for every Divine Shield that's on the board. I mean, this card is everywhere, and it's powerful, so it's going to probably need to be looked at, but it's like, you know, when there's a card that basically just instantly goes everywhere, it's probably a problem a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the other thing is Warrior was... We've talked a little bit about this. Warrior wasn't played very much during Witchwood, and at least initially it's getting some play, but the first Vicious Syndicate report came out today, like I mentioned, and they're not seeing much play at all according to the stats that they're pulling from the people that are submitting games to them. And Priest is actually even worse. And there's a couple of classes right now that aren't, despite the new expansion only being about a little over a week old, there's some classes that aren't really seeing any play at all right now. And if they're not seeing play right now, they're really not going to see play here once the meta starts solidifying and people start optimizing the decks to the point where, you know, it's going to be really hard to play anything that's suboptimal.
I've been really, really, really enjoying a couple variants of the Mechathune. Yeah, there's a Priest one that, like, I don't know, I do pretty well with. Like, I have a Quest one that you can try and burn out your Quest real quick, so you've got, you know, that extra 40 health to kind of sustain you. Or there's one where you just, like, all the draw as fast as you can, or get him it out and just get your combo out, and that, like, I don't know. It's not a super high win rate, but I do all right with it, and it's really fun. I'm surprised that Priest is just like doing so poorly right now.
It's just besides that. I mean, they had this. So I don't know if you've heard of the APM Priest.
Oh my god!
An unbelievable set. So it's actions per minute is the APM. You're just trying to. They got a new card in this expansion called Test Subject that basically when it dies, it gives you back all the spells you casted on it. So if you get Radiant Elementals on the board, you put a Test Subject down, you start buffing its health because it's a 0/2, and then you flip it using Topsy Turvy, which is a new 0-mana spell. It kills it, and then you get all the spells back that you cast on it. And you keep doing this over and over again until eventually your hand is full of divine spirits and, you know, power word shields and all this sort of thing. And then you put all that on a boar with a 1/1 boar with charge.
Oh, no.
Topsy-turvy it, and you can do, like, 512 damage with a boar.
Oh, that sounds amazing,
you
know, actually.
Outside, you have to be very fast, and you have to do it over and over and over again until you get all these cards. And you have to have the boar on the board as well. And you just start doing this with test subjects, and then so your hand doesn't overflow when you kill one of these test subjects. You have to throw some of the cards on the boar, and then you kill it, and then you do this, and then it's just. I was watching a pro player killing all day, who. In a 75-second turn, they set up the board state where he was doing a friendly match, and he did He had the board state starting the turn where he had the minions in his hand and the spells, and he cleared an entire opponent's board of Annoyotrons. Annoyotrons. So he had to hit into them twice.
Yeah.
With one, you know, and did like 400 and some odd damage to the opponent to kill it, all in the 75 second turn.
It was absolutely crazy.
And for as many people who can do that, there's so many people that can't. I am not even going to try. It just...
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Crazy, crazy.
So you've played some Mechathune deck?
Yeah, man, I'm loving that. I actually, so the Druid one's okay. The Priest one is pretty good. And then what's I have a couple versions of the Warlock one that I'm running, and they're pretty good. You have to kind of play. There's an even lock version where you just tap, and then there's another one that I'm doing that has the Warlock spell where you draw three cards, and if you don't use them, they get burnt. So you kind of wait till you have your combo pieces, and you can play that for a little extra draw. And it's kind of there's a lot of control, kind of trying to stall as long as you can. And I don't know, it definitely gets wins with it, but I think Mechathune is probably more viable than people were expecting. But at the end of the day, aggro is almost always gonna be king, I think.
Well, I think I played some Mechathune decks. I crafted it because why not? And the art that looks like a Dalek from Doctor Who is just amazing to me. Mm-hmm. So I had to do it. I proceeded to tank my rank by about a rank and a half playing it. I started with the priest with the quest and couldn't get a win there. I was able to win a game or two with the Warlock because just the life tap combined with just the win condition a lot with Cataclysm, it's pretty easy to do that. I mean, it seemed more straightforward to me than the priest one. I the other priest one with the Reckless Experimenter, the Coffin Crasher, two Abominations, and that, it just, I looked at that deck, I'm like, I have no idea what to do with this. It's just crazy.
You don't, dude, it's amazing. It's so amazing. You don't have to do anything. All you need to do is spend your deck, and you have those five cards left in your hand, and you just play them. You play them in the right order there.
Yeah.
And it's it. You don't have to try to the galvanizer that reduces the cost of, you don't have to mess with any of that stuff. It's just, as long as you have those five in your hand and nothing else, you win. Like, that's it.
I think the thing that, less so the aggressive decks, because there's Odd Rogue and there's Zoo Warlock that tends to be a bit more on the aggressive side. It feels like Mechathune, it can take too long to cycle through the deck. And I feel like right now the meta is very combo oriented, and it seems like the other combos that are popular don't take as long to assemble the pieces they need to do the combo that they need to do.
Yeah.
The part where you have to actually empty your entire deck, I think, is the biggest kind of issue. And one of the reasons I think the priest deck works pretty well is because you have Hemet and you can actually just destroy your deck, and all the cards that you need for the combo are outside of that range that Hemet destroys. So you basically instantly mill all the cards that you don't care about anyway. I definitely think that it's viable, like you're saying. It's just interesting to see how long it's going to remain viable. But at least initially, I'm surprised at how much play it got and how well it did.
There was I forget who it was. Hysteria or one of those guys that does like the highlight videos, put together a Mechathune kill with every single class. And it's just this video of him, like, going through each and every one. And then finally, the very last one was Hunter. And the guy adds him afterwards and was like, Mechathune Hunter is the scariest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, that's amazing. I love it.
Okay, so fill me in here. What is Mechathune deck? What is it? I don't even know. What is the card? I haven't even seen it. I haven't even seen the card, so.
Oh, dude. Okay. It's beautiful.
So Mechathune is a 10-mana 10-10 that basically reads, on death rattle, if you have no cards in your hand, and so these decks came and popped up that are basically trying to spin their, you know, burn through their entire deck as quickly as they get. You got to play it out in a specific order, like we were talking about with the priest deck or with the warlock deck that we've played. Mm-hmm. You actually, rather than playing it for 10, you play it for 8 because there's a galvanizer mech in this expansion that reduces the cost of mechs. So you play Mechathune after you've galvanized it twice, so it's 8 mana. Then you play Blood Bloom, which is a 2 mana spell that says your next spell costs 0 or costs Helena. And then you play Cataclysm, which is a 4 mana spell that destroys everything on the board and discards your hand. So as long as you played Mechathune and then with no cards in your deck, you play Blood Bloom, then you play Cataclysm, you discard your deck. Nothing, or your hand, nothing's in your deck. You destroyed Mechathune and you kill your opponent all at the same time. So it reads like it's kind of a bit of a meme sort of card. Like,
oh, you're just doing it for fun.
And, but it, especially at the beginning of an expansion where people are trying all these kinds of weird things and probably playing suboptimal builds of whatever it is they're playing. Mm-hmm. You know, you have time and maybe you're not getting, you know, people aren't playing the ultra aggressive decks probably as much. People were playing it and people were winning games and streamers were playing it. And so I think that that caused a lot of people on the ladder to try it. And it was quite something.
So what's your absolute favorite so far?
Like card or like deck or something?
Deck. Like what's your... Just like your go-to when you want to sit down and have some fun or try the ladder.
So the deck that I played the most was that token / tempo shaman, the good shaman deck was the one that I played. I want to try the Death Rattle Hunter deck. I actually got to Legend last month. And I went from rank 2 to Legend with Death Rattle Hunter, and they've gotten things like the Spider Bomb and the Mechanical Whelp and some different cards in the new version, the Boomsday version of Death Rattle Hunter. And it seems pretty strong. And I think that's the deck I'm really excited to try. Though I've been just trying a bunch of other things to this point, but that's probably the deck that I'm going to go to next and try and do some ranking up. But when I've watched other streamers and stuff, the Death Rattle Rogue deck seems really interesting. I didn't get any cards for it, so it's kind of powered by this Necrium Blade and a Necrium Vial spell, both of which I think, like the Vial is an epic spell that I didn't pull any copies of, and basically it triggers death rattles. So the blade, when the blade breaks after you've used both charges of it, it triggers a death rattle on the board. And so, you know, you've got the Devil's Sore eggs and you've got the Carnivorous Cubes and the Whelp, right. Mechanical Whelps, the new mech in this expansion. 2/2 Whelp for 6. When it dies, creates a 7/7, Robosaur. Or not a Robosaur, it's a mechanical thing.
It's like a mech dinosaur,
Mech dinosaur. And so, you know, you've got that, the vial, the spell actually is 5 mana trigger a death rattle twice. And that, because it's a spell, you can use prep, and it can cost, so it can cost 2 mana, 2/7/7, you know, Robosaurs, or like, you know, two more 5/5 devil sores or anything like that. It's really interesting to watch. And I think like it's much different than any previous rogue deck. Mm-hmm. Like rogue hasn't done that, at least since I've started playing. And so it's really interesting seeing rogue be able to try and do that. So like when I've been watching people play that, I think it's really interesting. The other thing I haven't tried is the Pogo Hopper rogue.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys haven't seen that, the Pogo Hopper is the 2-mana 1/1 that mm-hmm. every time you play it, it gets +2/+2. I was watching a rogue streamer, Jay Alexander, who is a really good rogue player, and he was 9/9, 11/11, 13/13 Pogo Hopper. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is nuts. But I don't know how good the deck is, but when you're a good rogue player, you can make the Pogo Hopper.
Yeah, I made it work a couple times. I got slaughtered quite a few times, but like, yeah, okay, you know,
you have to find the Pogo Hoppers. That's the biggest thing, and then you have to
find,
making copies of them or bring them back your hand so you can resummon them. But just that second one not like the 3/3 version, but once you can play a 2-mana 5/5 and then more, it's mm-hmm. just like, that's a ridiculous card.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kind of cool synergies around some. There's the Elec card that will, anytime you shuffle something into your deck, it does it twice. So you end up, you know, I was between that and the, what's it called? I can think is that it's, Gang up on legs is what he kept calling it. Yeah. So next thing you know, you're like putting like a dozen of these Pogo Hoppers back into your deck. And then if you have any sort of draw, which, you know, rogues don't struggle with, you can, you know, you could start cranking those things out, and kind of has that old, the Jade feel to it, to where you're throwing down guys and summon an even bigger guy. You know,
Well, that and they've got Sonya too. So Sonya creates you kill off a minion with Sonya on the board, you get a 1/1 copy of it. Well, mm-hmm. The battle cry is what gives it the bonus attack and health. Mm-hmm. So then you're getting 1-mana Pogo Hoppers as opposed to 2-mana.
Yeah. Oh man, that's awesome. You know, it never feels good to get stomped, but it's cool to see a lot of different kind of new things going on. So, yeah. Where do you predict the meta is heading right now?
So I mentioned earlier that like combo decks seem to be really powerful right now. And it feels like going forward, they're going to be kind of the force to contend with regards to this expansion, until we see some card changes or something like that down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, do you play the combo deck and try and win that way, or do you the combo deck before they can do the you know, before they can assemble their combo to kill you. So I feel like I don't want to say that it's not a good time to play a control deck, because We're seeing like things like Control Warlock that was kind of gone for a lot of Witchwood come back, at least in the early days of the Boomsday project.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's going to be less controlling decks, and there's going to be more tempo and aggressive decks.
Mm-hmm.
If combo decks continue to be as powerful and as kind of meta defining as they've felt in the first 10 days. Now that's a big if, because a lot of things can change as new decks get found out, and as people start to optimize the decks that they've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting, but I think if things kind of continue the route they've been going, it definitely feels like a combo and more aggressive/tempo than control sort of meta. And so you know, when that, if that does happen, then Zulok, I think, is going to continue to be a really good deck because it's inexpensive to craft. It doesn't, you don't necessarily have to have the new Warlock spell, the Solarium. It's great if you do have it though, but like the key cards that deck added, the Soul Infusion, the Doubling Imp, and that, the, even the Giggling Inventor, they're commons or rares. Mm-hmm. You're not talking about epics or anything like that. So, you know, I think that deck's going to be popular. In fact, you know, it seems like it's the most popular deck on the ladder right now. Mm-hmm. Warlock in general seems to be the most popular class, and Zoo Warlock the most popular, you know, deck within that, in that class. And I think it's going to remain that way for a little while. It's just seems like it's a really powerful deck. It's not that expensive to craft, and it's pretty straightforward to play, and it's very powerful and has these turns where, you know, you can play a whole bunch of stats very quickly onto the board, you know, with Voodoo Doctor plus, you know, the Happy Ghouls. If you've healed your face. So I think those are going to be good. I think it's going to continue to be good because, you know, nobody's really seemed to figure out how to handle the ramp that Druid has between Nourish and Wild Growth. They could just do so much faster than everybody else. And, you know, they've got these cards, the Phlebidius Floop and that even the concern about playing your big Malygos suddenly isn't as big a concern because you could play Malygos Jr. the next turn, you know, unless we get to the point where you'd somehow figure out a way to turn off that safety valve somehow. I think Druid's going to be really powerful. And, you know, I feel like just judging by the last couple months and seeing the early going with Hunter, I think Hunter's got staying power. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned before that it seems like early on, Hunter's really good in an expansion. They tend to not get as much play, specifically, you know, up at rank 5 all the way to Legend or even in Legend. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Hunter is definitely a class that gets played a lot at lower ranks, but it doesn't tend to do as well at higher ranks. Mm-hmm. And I think it's gonna remain pretty good because this Death Rattle deck that was figured out kind of in the last month of the Witchwood meta is really strong. And the tools that they got that they've now incorporated from the Boomsday Project are really good as well. And it feels like that combined with the fact that Spell Hunter seems to be really good compared to what's popular right now as well, specifically when it comes to aggressive decks and tempo decks. As well as, you know, I think the Secret Hunter is doing really well at Legend rank. And so, you know, if you know how to play secrets and if you know how to, I think the key for that is knowing how to sequence the secrets so that, you know, you're blowing up the right guy with Snipe as opposed to, you know, blowing up the wrong guy. And then suddenly they've got a big minion on the board that you weren't accounting for. Like I was, you know, using freezing trap, using a, you know, explosive trap or the, you know, wandering monster, just knowing the proper order to play them because the order that you play them is the order that they get tripped up. And so, you know, just figuring out the proper way to do that. I think there's enough, there that Hunter is going to be good.
Sounds good. I know that, the last couple of months have been really, like, you know, Warlock's been strong, like you said, Zulok and Control Lock and Druid with any of their ramp and big minions or ramp and combo and the Death Rattle Hunter. Like, those are kind of the primary ones you've listed. And it's funny because that's where we've been for a while now. And it looks like everything that we got with Boomsday made those better. Like, it didn't make Warrior better. It didn't make Priest better. You know, it didn't do a whole lot for some of the other classes, but it made the existing bullies even more better.
Nice.
I think there's definitely something to be said that it, the I think it's easier to pull create even more powerful versions of existing decks because you're only switching out a couple cards. And a lot of times maybe you're switching out tech cards for cards that are just really good and synergize with what the deck's trying to do already. Mm-hmm. And so from that point of view, I totally get that. But I also think that, they've given us a lot of tools to work with. And I think over the next three plus months, I think there's going to be some things that pop up. I mean, at the beginning of Witchwood, we didn't know that Death Rattle Hunter was going to be a thing. And in fact, until about the final month of the Witchwood, it didn't really catch on. And mm-hmm. so I think it's going to be really interesting to see just kind of how this evolves. And obviously the other thing that's going to happen is if and when they do any balance changes during the middle of this and what that mm-hmm. does. Cause I mean, we had a meta early in Witchwood where it was literally the exact same decks that were big in Kobolds and Catacombs and mm-hmm. even Paladin. It was Cube Warlock and it was even Paladin. And then they made some balance changes. And then suddenly it was kind of the Wild West where there was just mm-hmm. all these different options and they all had really good matchups. They all had these really bad matchups. And so you can play just about anything. And I think you could still right now play just about anything you want, just about mm-hmm. every class, Priest and Warrior, maybe a little bit on the edges of that, less so than the other classes. But I think we're gonna see some evolution during this expansion, and I think as we see this evolution, I'm hoping that we're gonna see more and more new decks, not just evolve, a new evolution of existing decks like you're talking about. So it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, the Death Rattle Rogue and like some other, I don't know. It'd be cool. It'd be cool to see something cool Priest pop up or something cool Warrior, like it doesn't look really like the Mech Warrior is going to take off, but we'll see.
I like I said, I think it will. I think we just of minions for that deck yet, because I think Dr. Boom itself is a really powerful card, and giving you the initiative with mechs for the rest of the game with Rush on them is just it seems like it's just too powerful not to work in some capacity.
Right. So,
what do you need to do in order to get to that point to keep you in the game?
Well, let's talk about, before we wrap it up here, let's talk about Puzzle Labs for a little bit.
A new video
came out today highlighting exactly what the Puzzle Labs are going to be and a little bit of the design process and philosophy behind that. Why don't you, Major Death, why don't you tell us a little bit about Puzzle Labs?
Well, this is the single player content for this expansion. It's the two previous expansions we've gotten, Dungeon Run and Monster Hunt, which was kind of an adaptation of that. This is different. We've got basically these puzzles in four different categories, 100 different possible puzzles, I guess, that you can get. Mm-hmm. There's four categories that they kind of fall into. One is a lethal puzzle. You use the cards that you have to finish off your opponent, mm-hmm. the AI opponent that turn. A mirror puzzle where you need to make your board the exact state of an exact match of your opponent's state. So the positioning on the board, attack and health, everything. Board clearing everything on the board, both you and your opponents, apparently. And mm-hmm. then survival, which is, they said, stand up against the onslaught of coming at you. So you clear a bunch of these, and then after that, you square off against Dr. Boom in kind of the final showdown. Mm. And if you beat Dr. Boom, you get the card back, Boom Laboratories card back, which...
It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. I love how this is something totally different than the dungeon runs or anything like that. This is super, super fun. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, this and
coming out Tuesday. So they mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. Monster Hunt, they waited 2 weeks after the initial expansion to release mm-hmm. this. This will be, and I think you're going to be able to earn three more card packs by doing things within.
This actually sounds
earning card packs.
Yeah, I was going to say, this actually sounds more interesting to me personally than the other two. Like, because I didn't complete either one of those, like, all four to get whatever special rewards. I don't know, it just wasn't as engaging, but this actually sounds really fun. Like, I think I'm going to really enjoy doing these puzzles. It just the way they presented it and the way they've described it and, you know, the way it's puzzles, like puzzles that you need to figure out. It sounds like it's going to be a lot more fun for me anyway, for single player content or solo content rather.
Mm-hmm. I like that it's such a different way of kind of playing the game than you typically are playing. Yeah. Specifically, like, thinking about the mirror puzzles. How do you do that?
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, do you have anything else that maybe we wanted to touch base on before we wrap it up?
I don't know. I think we went over everything. I'm really enjoying the expansion so far, and hopefully you guys can find some time in between World of Warcraft dungeon runs or something that you can try out a few games as well and get familiar with some of the cards.
Yeah, well, I guess there's the hour-long DPS queues. We could play Hearthstone while we sit in those.
There you go.
All right. Well, if you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It's the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests you've heard on the show. That is discord.me/TTD. And since we are streaming now, head on over to twitch.tv/thetrainingdummies and follow so you know when we fire up the stream.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you got?
Let's see. A congrats and shout out to both Justin and Jab for being number one and number two to hit 120 in Battle for Azeroth. I guess I get the door prize for coming in third, but
yep.
definitely, absolutely, Major Death to your wife. Big shout out to her for letting us. Momentous special day for you. It seems like we never both drop the ball at the same time, so like one of us is usually willing to like do the scheduling and put everything together. So when one of us gets lazy, the other one picks it up. So thank you to you for helping keep these going. So Daryl, what do you got, man?
Yeah, I guess the biggest shout definitely has to go to Major's wife for sure for allowing him to come talk to us, just like you said. And yeah, Majeth as well for coming on for a third time now and talking Hearthstone with us. I'm really hoping to get into it now that I'm back from vacation. Things are slowing down at work. I'm actually going to have some time on my lunch breaks to play a little. So yeah, big shout out to you and thanks for coming on and talking with us. Do you have anything this evening? Shout outs.
You guys, thank you. Rob, Daryl, thank you so much for having me on the show. This is always a lot of fun, and I enjoy talking to you guys about Hearthstone, and so thank you for that. And yes, thank you to my lovely wife, Eve, for allowing me to come on the show today. I'm probably not going to hear about this for a very long time, but, you know, the people that support the Twitch channel that I'm on, I stream Twitch Hearthstone three nights a week there's a lot of wonderful people that come by and hang out and support the channel, so shout out to them, as well as kind of the Hearthstone community as a whole, and the Blizzard community as a whole, because without that, I mean, these games are great, but I think they're made even better by the community.
All right, well, before we wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have more questions about this or anything else?
So best place would be... you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at MajorDeath there. I'm usually tweeting about Hearthstone. Shocking, I know, but occasionally a few other things like World of Warcraft and that. But I'll be talking about when I'm streaming, which is Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/majordeath. We've got a Discord, a channel Discord, and then I'm also in a Stone community Discords as well. So you can just at majordeath on any of them, and you'll probably find. And for the Alliance, by the way.
I know. We're
wearing a I feel like there's so many people saying for the Horde, and my first character was my main for a very long time was a Horde. I am Alliance. So I am now a gnome mage. So for the Alliance.
Oh man. Yeah, I wasn't good.
Nobody's perfect, right? You know.
I forgot I was wearing this stupid Alliance shirt. Nice. That's my oh crap, I better do my laundry shirt. And that is it for episode 215 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust. From people you shouldn't.
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Oh, a fan, huh? Well, who can blame you? Thanks for all the love and support
at patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training,
dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
patreon.com/trainingdummies
has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?